Welcome back, Cotty. We have a very special guest who I have procured. Her name is Brady Cunningham, but her name might not actually be Brady.
You are lucky you're hot, too. That's a tough name if you're not hot. I mean, it is for a girl. That's like a hot name if you're, you know, like Brady Cunningham.
It is hot.
It's a hot
it's
name.
It's hot.
I've never been sure.
Oh, it's hot.
But if you had like a limp and were overweight, I don't know about
Cotty,
it.
Cotty, can you say hi?
Hi. I don't know how you guys know each other.
We, our kids are in class together. Tom, my husband, and Julius, her son.
Wait, do you have more kids?
Yes.
How many?
I have three total.
Okay.
Two girls who are older than Julius. Nine and 12.
Crikey.
Yeah.
You started young.
Basically the same spread as me. Six.
Thank you.
Oh, I guess your kids are that old too.
But Julius just turned seven?
Marlo's definitely older.
Oh, yeah, so
Marlo's
in seventh grade.
Yeah, she's almost 13.
Oh, she's Lord. Gorgeous.
She have boobs yet?
Not really.
Pubes.
Cuddy.
That's just don't want to know what age that happens.
Yeah.
See?
I think it's a little earlier for girls, they say.
Mm-hmm.
A few, like a year or two. That's what my pediatrician was saying.
I'm shocked by how young it is now. Maybe, I guess 13's not that young.
Yeah.
No, but when it's like 11, that seems so young to me because there's a lot of girls, I feel
like. What grade is 11? Fifth?
Sixth. But there's girls in Luca's grade that I think it was like last year or something. I don't know.
That's why you feed them organic milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you do that?
I did, but I was worried that I had done something else because I can't talk about her.
No, don't talk about her, but I didn't know that organic milk. Non-organic dairy products, all the hormones in it make that girls develop faster.
I mean, I remember that and hearing about the chicken.
Yeah, because what else are you eating with hormones if you're not like a big milk drinker? Because how much milk are kids actually drinking?
A lot of milk.
And she's a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Marlo.
You would love her.
What a good name.
She is so beautiful, so smart, so nice, the nicest.
Should we talk about what Dom did when he came over for the first time?
Oh, yeah. Tell the story.
Marlo loves younger kids, so she was playing with Dom and Julius, and Dom had been sad to leave Sam.
Yeah. It was his first playdate ever away from me. You know how I am with him. Like, it was the first time I had let him. Well, that's a different story. That's a different part of the story, because you were gonna pick up, but yes. Jason picked up, and Dom.
It rocked his world. He was like, this is not what I was expecting.
Jason tried to talk him into it for 30 minutes and with Marlo in tow and Julius, and he was not having it. So I drove him over. He let me leave.
And Marlo stayed and played and would do drawings with them, and he just kept saying, oh, my God, Marlo, is there anything you can't do? You are such a great artist. And then I think she liked it, so then she went over and started playing the piano. He's like, oh, my God, you can – play the piano.
She's used to anyone being that nice to her. I'm like, no, you guys are
he's
so nice.
The night I would take him home. I would keep him if
he
would
he
let
loves
me
you guys he really wants he's to so he was disappointed so he they were supposed to have a play date this week and but plans changed anyway. The day before, so I'd mentioned it to him on Wednesday and morning that it was going to be tomorrow. And Wednesday, he thought it was Wednesday. And when he got home from school, he goes, I thought I was supposed to go home with Julius. Jason didn't even look at me. I was
because
it's tomorrow.
How cute is he?
It's tomorrow.
So can you not tell him they're having a play date until
like
the morning
day
of? Because I am such a flake.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Was it the day before? I think I told him the day before.
I don't want to let him down.
Yeah.
He's too sweet. So
you know Julius has the same birthday as me.
I didn't know that. Wait, Julius is the kid.
Julius is her youngest. Cotty's best friend, and Cotty has another best friend with the same birthday. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this.
How long have you been friends?
20 years.
It's almost 20 years.
Next summer will be 20 years.
Can you tell the story of how you met?
We've mentioned we met in the mailroom.
Yeah.
We worked at a talent agency, and we were the only girls in the mailroom. 20 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
We weren't that good in the mailroom. At all.
Is it hard?
Is it a hard job?
No, not at all. But I was like, I'm not counting an entire script. I'd be like,
well, it was before, ning, ning, ning. It was before like scripts were sent digitally to people.
Yeah.
And before headshots were sent digitally. So you literally had to pull headshots and like resumes and like staple them and then put them in packets and then messenger them to like casting people. It was like very like.
And before you were sending a script to a client, you put on rubber fingers and counted every page to make sure they weren't missing any pages. But I never did. I'd be like,
I never did.
Time.
That. Looks good. Time.
Time.
But yeah, our boys are friends, and subsequently we've become friends because I feel like we're meant to be. We have like the same taste in clothes. We're
how long
similar.
Have you guys been friends? Since Dom?
Since kinder.
Yeah.
So 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, I still feel like they're in kinder. Is that weird?
Oh, kinder? What? Oh, yeah, kinder.
Yeah.
A year and a half.
Yeah.
You remind me of someone. I cannot put my finger on it. My heart is going towards Leslie Mann, but it's not. It's someone
else.
I
love Leslie Mann.
I'll take it. And then when you said Marlo, I was thinking Maude.
Oh,
so
maybe.
It just really resonated, and I was like, shit.
So Brady is not her real name that she was born with. Is it your middle name?
So this is something we could talk about. Your middle name is still your real name.
Well, it's in the South. You go by your middle name.
Right, I grew up in Alabama. So
oh, that's... Yeah. Well, that's like Leanne. Leanne's real name is Kelly Kreischer.
But Kelly Leanne. Okay.
In the South, you go by your middle
name. Sorry, I don't mean to discredit you to say it's not your real name.
Well, so many people that I meet say it's not your... Even my Marlo would say to people, that's not her real name.
Oh, I really don't
Okay, Marlo, I'm not alone.
My real name is Mary Catherine. And then
yeah, she listened to that, I think.
Yeah.
I did listen to it.
Yeah, so I don't even associate with
that. Where are you from?
Florida. It's kind of the South.
Well, I grew up very close to the panhandle of Florida.
Of course. I'm sorry.
So you're
Rodeo.
Did you ever go by Cameron is your first name on your birth certificate?
Yes.
Did you ever go by that?
No.
Why? Cameron Cunningham?
Because you don't pick the name that
you
go
don't.
By.
I mean, Cunningham's a strong last name.
It is.
No matter what, I feel
you didn't
like.
Take your husband's?
No.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Neither did we. Well, she did. Neither did I.
Did you? Oh, you just, it's not.
I use Molin a lot.
But officially on your passport.
I am Silverman. My sister, we've talked about this before, because I feel differently about it now than I did when I got married. Mm-hmm. I just didn't really think about it in
Well,
detail.
Samantha Silverman's a strong name.
Yeah, I like it. I didn't think about it in detail. I would have changed my middle name to Molin and Molin Silverman. Like, that's what my sister did.
What are you, Samantha
legally.
Ann?
Yeah.
I would have just got rid of Ann. Jenny yeah. Ann, Samantha Ann, Betty Ann.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
We all
it was
have
a
Ann.
Thing.
Stop.
Lola Ann. Yeah.
But my initials were Sam before I was Silverman. That's cute. So that's kind of fun. But yeah, no, I'm down to not change your last name. I feel like it's.
No, no one does anymore.
Did you have a real reason behind it, or just didn't feel like you needed to?
You didn't get around to it.
I mean, I didn't feel like I needed to.
Yeah.
But to change it, actually, when you go by your middle name,
mm-hmm.
is a bigger process, a longer like.
Oh,
you would have changed. What's your? Because then you. What's your married name?
What because
your
you're changing name? Your first.
I guess I would have dropped Cameron.
Uh huh.
And Ben Brady Cunningham Schwartzman.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. No, that's too much. You sound like a jeweler. No.
A jeweler.
Or like a merger. Like, no, we're good.
A merger.
I don't even remember what you just said.
It's a big box merger.
They both have around 10 letters, both of our last names.
Yeah.
So you can't really have one in front
of
the
did
other.
You ever go by Cameron?
Never. No.
Okay. And that was the intention.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think my mom would say it sounds better to say Cameron Brady Cunningham and not Brady Cameron Cunningham. Like, I think they were just worried about what worked better.
Yeah.
And they wanted to call me Brady either way.
But I love the name. I mean, they obviously have to like the name Cameron also.
Yeah.
To have
but Brady
it.
Was my grandmother's maiden name. So
last
name.
There was,
see, that makes more sense.
I love
My parents
that.
Weren't in love with Mary.
I love that.
I just got stuck with it.
Yeah, I like Mary.
No, you don't. No one does.
Actually, I do.
Mary seems boring.
Yeah, it's a real boner killer.
Maybe, I have an aunt named Mary who I love.
Exactly.
Mary Helen, but they call her Mary
Helen.
Okay,
that's the second worst name. It's my Nana's name is Helen. It's like no one's Mary. Name
Your
Helen
Nana's
anymore.
Name is Helen?
Oh, I have a cousin named Helen. A little cute.
That might make a comeback.
Like a young girl named Helen?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's going to be hard in middle school, but like young, it's cute.
No, I think she's 12 or 13, named Helen.
I'd nickname her Lenny.
Older, actually. Hmm. I love the name Lenny.
Are we just soul sisters?
I almost named Julius Lenny.
Lenny?
I love the name Lenny.
With Leonard. An I or a...
Leonard? What? It does have a little
Leonard.
Like...
Leonard is
Leonard.
A family name.
Leonard.
And so we were going to call him Lenny.
That's really cute, but it does have a little bit of like Mice and Men to it, which is like a little... Yeah.
And Heidi Klum, I think of.
Oh, yeah.
Has a Leonard?
Has a Lenny.
A Lenny.
Lenny, yeah. Lenny's a cute name.
With an I or a Y?
I think it would have.
With an I, who cares? It's in place of Helen. You can spell it however you'd like.
Oh, for a boy.
Oh.
Yeah, for a boy.
For a boy, I know. Yeah. But Lenny's a cute nickname for Helen. You should pass that on. This is really good.
I like it.
It's Chroma.
It's like is it a jar and they just mix it with hot water?
Mm-hmm. It's Chroma, mm-hmm. which is a new cleanse, and it's like Prolon. It's like if a supermodel developed Prolon.
But that's the one you've done, Chroma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot more work goes into Chroma. Have you heard of Chroma?
No, I know that you both do cleanses, though, because I
Yeah, we nailed it. We started Prolon on Monday, and
we made it
5 hours, maybe? I ate all my food within 2 hours for the day. I was like, I'm actually full. She's like, you tore through the box.
But the Chroma one seems like way too much prep.
No, you know what? If you want to chew something, it's great. So they give you all these broths, and you can just saute a bunch of veggies.
And throw it in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love soup.
Who doesn't?
I could eat any soup, I feel
this
like.
This is pretty good. Know. We
you
should
like
just
soup?
Go on a broth
yeah, I like
diet.
Soup, yeah.
So you drink a lot of broth?
No, none.
You just said you go to farmer's market.
I said I like that one a lot, but I don't get it that often.
How do you stay so svelte?
She's just a little cute.
You're just a
little
anxiety,
person.
I think.
That doesn't work for me.
She's a cute
I eat through
thing.
That.
You know who has great bone broth? Kismet. Rotisserie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. They sell it like, I think it's frozen, but in big, like, quart things. And it's I think it's the best that I've had.
I could live off this.
This is good, too.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the Chroma Veggie.
Chroma Veggie.
But Chroma does a
24 karat. Which is gold.
Chicken
Thank
broth. Thank you,
Connie. Oh.
Which
no,
is chicken?
I meant the actual broth powder is gold. It, like, shimmers.
Mm. From turmeric, probably. But it's
Thank
chicken.
You, Connie. You're
chicken
a dick.
Flavored?
Yeah. Really good. But I'm not mad at this.
So we have something else to tell you. Brady kind of already told you before.
What?
But so our last podcast was about the miracle underwear I found. And Brady's the reason that I found them.
You're the chick that wears shorts over yours.
I'm not proud of this. This I didn't want to come in here and be known as.
Oh, we don't have. We don't have to. We can cut it.
No, I'm just saying.
Wait, doesn't it make more sense to wear a longer shirt than shorts?
Probably.
It actually looked cute.
I thought it might look cute. I'm very into like dance wear.
Yeah.
Kind of that '80s layer.
Okay, that's the look you're okay.
Like it was short shorts.
Oh, I'm not mad at that.
Leggings.
They were short shorts. It was kind of a cute. It kind of was cute.
I also love. I play tennis too a little bit, and I love tennis skirts.
Love.
I do too. I don't play, but I love them.
You don't have any good ones?
No, I don't have great ones. Although somebody told me, I hate saying this.
Oh,
word.
Viore. I don't know.
Oh, I just got that catalog.
Viore.
Yeah, they have really cute ones.
Yeah. But I don't like love them. My legs anymore.
You don't like your legs?
Right, don't say that. You got to love yourself.
I mean, I do.
What's happening with your legs?
Let's see one.
Tell us.
Just cellulite.
Oh,
who gives a shit about
you're
that?
So tiny.
I thought you had like varicose veins.
I do.
Oh, so
I
do
have
I.
those too.
See?
I started
right there.
Using this fascia blaster. Have you ever heard of these things?
No.
I don't
what
even do
it?
Shit to my face. I'm not going to do it to my legs.
No, legs.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you do it to your legs.
What is it?
It feels so good, but it leaves bruises all over my legs.
Is it like the thing that goes like it's almost like a gua sha thing, that, but for your body?
Yeah, it looks like big claws, and you know when you do like a roller on your what's this muscle called that you can roll it out? It hurts
on your thigh,
but it feels really good. You like lay on the roller.
Yeah, a foam roller.
Like the foam roller, but it's to work out your fascia. There's other names for it, but do you ever do that and think it feels good? No, but you just went to LeckFit.
Yeah,
I do that. I don't buy. I mean, this is here we go. Let the comments begin.
I want to see the fascia.
I don't
blaster.
Buy into all this shit that people do.
Oh, I'm sure it's totally.
Such as what?
I'm not.
So you name it.
What about the Fraxel that I just
did? I think. Oh,
that,
is that it?
Here's the thing.
It definitely
helps with circulation. So it probably
I'm
is not
that.
Help. It's probably not helping with cellulite. I'm sure that is bullshit.
You know, I read an article. It was pretty much like the truth about cellulite, and they're like, it's genetics. Like, if you have cellulite, there is like anything
really?
They're saying you can do is going to be about will make a 10%
right.
Solution to that. Like no one else, you might notice, no one else is going to notice.
Right.
The fascia blaster looks like, it looks interesting, but it might bruise you with like
all
the
time. How many times have you done it?
I do it every, like once a week, I'll just sit in my bed and.
Oh, you do it yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, that's
fair. I like watch a show and just.
Oh, that's fine.
And it's like that kind of pain that feels good.
Yeah.
You know, when or like if you have a bruise and you want to push on it, it's like that.
Well, I like hard.
I do too.
Deep massage too.
Oh, I don't.
Like to where it hurts.
Yeah.
A little. Yeah.
Then you should try
the fascia blaster.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm down. I'm always down to try a new product. We love products.
My mother-in-law calls today. She listens to every episode. I still giggle.
Ooh, that's good.
By myself.
This is an oat.
Well, of course it's good. You're sucking up that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure it's good.
Vanilla. Wow.
Can you stir it
Stir it, yeah.
I need it to all be.
Ooh, that's good. Not too sweet either.
I'm surprised
like mine
you
say.
That. Yeah.
What, is all the syrup at the bottom?
Yeah.
It's so good. It's like the perfect sweet.
It is, but how many calories is this?
I don't know.
Who cares?
I used to get one every single day.
That's what she said. She was going to drink herself out of a house and home.
I am definitely their best customer at Alfred.
I have to Postmates it, so I'm like, ugh.
Oh, no.
Wait, so my mother-in-law listens to every episode. So it's her birthday this morning, and I wake up, and the kids are with Mike on the couch, FaceTiming her, telling her happy birthday. She's like, oh, my gosh, is that Cottie? Let me see her. So she's at work, and she works at this, it's not a gym, it's like.
I thought she wasn't working.
No, she works at, it's called The Lodge.
Okay.
It's like a members only, it's like a country club without the golf course.
Okay.
So she goes, I have never heard of that camel toe thing before. And I was like, oh, you haven't? And Mike's like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? And she's like, that is just the funniest thing I've ever. You know what I'm going to do today when I see young girls in their Lulus? I'm going to ask them if their Lulus are giving them camel toe.
No.
Mike goes, don't do that. No. I was like, no, don't ask.
That word is very off-putting. So I, when I was like originally looking for something to remedy that the legging issue, I didn't Google camel toe until Brady reminded me of that word. I was like, okay, let me try that word. And then all these things came up.
It's a gross word.
It's a gross
so
word.
Nasty. Have you ever seen a real camel toe? Like a camel's toe?
A camel's toe? It's like a hoof.
Yeah, no, I think it's
It's a soft, meaty
accurate.
Hoof.
Yeah, totally. Oh, my God. That's
but
cute
you
that
had
listens.
A real, when I was listening, I was surprised you had a real thing of like, either you have them or you don't.
Yeah. I don't agree with
but
that.
But I don't agree with that.
Uh-huh. Have you rethought your take?
No.
I mean,
I wear underwear, and I never pull my leggings up so high that it's like.
Leggings.
Ping.
No, some of them.
They usually have a seam here.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I don't pull mine up intentionally.
No.
But it can still just happen. Yes.
Oh, see, I always just give a little breathing room.
Oh, please. With like a drop, I'm going to bring like you some to try. Some
of okay, my, do it.
Because I think some of the cutest ones do that. And then I just, because like, I'll love the fabric or something. And then I'm like, oof.
Okay, well, maybe that's the problem. You guys are wearing some of the cutest ones. I'm not. That's I don't have a problem. Body where I'm going, let's wear, well, you know, the razor sharp booty shorts.
By the way, cute in a legging.
I have noticed in my Pilates class that they're making leggings that definitely are supposed to go up your butt. Because people's butts are...
That's the Instagram
with the ruching?
Thing.
With, like, with the ruching?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind like, of... Wear that at home, not at the gym.
I have a hard time not staring at it.
Yeah, it's...
Like, the whole class,
it's fascinating.
Like,
I want to try it to see if it actually makes your butt look good.
Oh.
It makes it look more round.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
The Amazon ones, there's like a ton on Amazon.
Oh my God, so I notice in every video or clip I watch, like, is it me or did we used to filter these videos and
are
we stopped?
Not filtered now?
Or I've just gotten progressively worse looking in the last 4 weeks.
No, I feel like they were like a tad filtered, but now I don't know.
Now I look like I crawled out of a sewer. No. Like everything's crinkly. Like when I was sipping your drink the other week, I was like, what happened to my face?
Don't look at my, I hope this is filtered because I had Fraxel on Monday and I'm like peeling like.
So I always notice I have the worst double chin.
No.
No.
No, I do. It's okay. You've got cellulite. I have a double chin. We all are flawed.
I'm perfect.
But
basically.
This. So then I started Googling face tape. What?
Did you find face tape?
Of course I did, but I can't read Korean, so I don't know what it like is going to do.
I want it
to do that. Right? Me too. Yours is easy. I could tape you up.
I think
my problem is I've got to get this, and then I found a helmet mask you could wear. How do I get that?
You have
that?
To, like, hide it under something.
No.
Like a
they
wig.
Make invisible tape now, or if you just put a translucent powder over it.
Well, no, I would want to wear
I'm
my
not wearing
hair
a ponytail. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm saying we could just tape it up.
I mean, I feel like, if it's just back here.
Oh, that looks
back,
amazing.
I know. I'm going to get this a permanent,
you need
some sort of
permanent.
Clips, just little
no,
clips.
No, it's the bungee clip. They use them on actors before they do their makeup.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a little, the tape here, and then it's got a little bungee, like an elastic,
yeah,
and then it clips
they
in.
They show them, they have it on Amazon.
They do.
I'm going to get
you
one
could just
today.
Bungee
I mean,
this.
Can you imagine? It seems like so much work.
Not really, it's just.
Except that I've never done my hair. I don't wear my hair.
Wait until you're at dinner. You're at dinner and your bungee goes pew and your neck just goes.
Stop.
That's yeah.
A bungee malfunction.
You have to have backup.
Your turkey neck just. Yeah, everyone's like, what happened?
No,
mine's disgusting.
I can't handle it.
Jenny, my sister keeps saying that she wants to do something to her chin. Also, like she feels like she has like.
Let me tell you something.
What?
Never works out. There's too many nerves in your chin. A lot of plastic surgeons will tell you how dangerous it is. You get one bad thing and you're...
What do you mean? When they do a facelift, don't they also do the chin and to some degree? And
no,
the neck?
I'm talking chin lipo, the chin...
No, chin lipo, no.
Mm-hmm.
Lipo, I think no across the board. I've just seen weird effects of aftermath of lipo. Have you guys? Like where it's uneven and... It will never be the same again. It doesn't matter how much weight you lose or gain. And I think you can really tell when someone has lipo, midsection lipo. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's a weird look, even if it's flat and small, like there's a weird look to it.
I understand. This is a topic as I grab my
stomach. I always
wanted
to do my inner thighs and just have like a big thigh gap.
Ew, no. Gross.
Do you get that?
Yeah. Where they don't touch.
Yeah. Because I think if you had a huge thigh gap, and this is kind of the Kim Kardashian-like theory, is that it's like your hips and butt and everything could be like as big as it is. And if you have a thigh gap, you still look kind of like snatched. Seriously.
You know what?
I believe that.
When people have like hanging skin on their stomach, I understand the tummy tuck. Totally understand that. But everyone else who gets these tight tummy tucks and the new belly button, I'm like... Mm. You look like you had a tummy tuck.
That's what I mean. I think
like
that's
I'm like,
what I mean.
Congrats, you've just been sewn up. Like
that's
and
what
all
I
of
think
us could look
weird.
Like that if mm-hmm. we just took 3 weeks off. That's where it's like it's not even hot.
No,
I'm like,
agreed.
It's not earned.
No.
It's like you paid someone.
It doesn't look natural.
No, it doesn't look natural. It sucks.
stupid.
I'm talking about with the lipo. So maybe I mean a tummy tuck, not just lipo.
No, lipo.
But lipo, I'm scared of across the board.
I hate this sofa. The fire of a thousand suns. I just hate it.
Do you want to switch spots?
No, your seat sucks too.
I'm totally comfortable though.
You're
I'm
tiny.
Sure my breath is terrible. Though.
It's
I'm
awful.
So
oh God, stop.
Dragon.
So maybe Brady is a like designer, you. An interior designer.
What?
She has a partner. They have a company, and they do. Do you do mostly commercial?
We did.
Yeah.
When we first started.
Yeah.
But we've sort of transitioned into residential.
But do you
not on purpose?
Do
really.
You do both still?
Yeah.
Do you prefer one over the other?
We every time someone asks us, we sort of disagree. There's good, you know, it's fun to do both for many reasons, and it's terrible to do both for many reasons.
Hold on, interior designer.
Yeah.
Interior.
We're gonna go down to the factory soon, and mess with Duran. She hasn't seen the.
But
operation.
We should talk about if I don't feel comfortable talking about the design stuff without Katie here because she's so much better at talking about it.
Her partner's gonna they're gonna come back and talk about we're gonna get into the design stuff more. But
you do residential though?
Yeah. Do you need help?
I just bought a new house.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, well I'll show you some.
I'll show you
stuff.
Mine if you show me yours. You'll get a taste of it. We're doing renovations, so it won't be
you
done.
Are?
We're doing like a second story.
While you stay in the house?
Oh God, no.
Thank God. That's the word. No. Have you ever done that?
No.
Renoed when you were in it?
No, but I know a lot of people who do it, and I can't imagine.
It's crazy.
I would, I'll be honest with you, I probably would have.
Yeah.
I just wanted to move in so badly that I would have, but.
Are you leasing a house?
Mm-hmm.
So we did that too, and it just, looking back, I wish I had saved some more money and not leased a house for a year and a half.
What do you mean? Did you sell the house you were in before?
No, it's our house that we've always been in. We just renovated it. But
yeah.
It was supposed to take 9 months.
Of course.
Course. It takes 18.
Always.
It always takes
18
twice.
Months?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
it was also COVID started during the renovation.
But what do you mean? You would have then stayed in it during and not leased?
No, I probably would have. I would have looked for a cheaper lease. Because once you move your family into a house, it's not like we were going to really move around. We just kept extending the lease.
We moved into a hotel.
What?
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
So when we bought the house we're in now, we needed to. We were in Hancock Park. We needed to sell that house in order to like put the equity into the new house. So we sold it. And again, we could have moved into the other house and sort of done things, which a few people advised me to do that, like live in it first. And I'm like, no. It's like mid-century. Mm. Like, you know, like bathrooms and kitchens really sort of needed everything. So we thought we could do basic stuff, of course, like, you know, in 3 months, 4 months, something. I don't know. Actually, I think we even thought even less. I think we thought 3 months. And it took 8 or 9, but we were in the hotel.
You thought it was going to take 3 months?
6 or 7 months. Yeah.
With a kitchen?
My God.
We were at the Pally. It was the Pally House.
Oh, yeah.
Before, so is it Soho
still,
House now?
No. It's still.
Yeah.
Soho
still.
Bought it. Right?
It's still Pally House.
So it's Soho's, but yeah, it's different. Anyway, we were living there, and we just kept extending. But it was like a loft. There was one bedroom downstairs, a loft upstairs, and a kitchen. And it was like fun for a second.
How much did that cost a night, though?
We were paying monthly, but it was a lot. It was so dumb. And I was pregnant with Ezra. And then I had Luca, who's like kind of my most active, like, animal of a child who was just, you know, scaling walls, and we had like a tiny little balcony. There was no real place for him to like run around. It was interesting.
I'm sure you were so happy to leave.
So happy to leave. But what Cottie's doing, and I'm so envious because she's just in no rush to get out of the place she's in. Mm-hmm. And
it's my brother's house.
Oh, so that's what I'm. That's
yeah. So taking
scenario.
That stress out the like out of the equation, I think is.
I could not find a cheaper alternative to living in that house.
Yeah, my brother-in-law moved in with my mother-in-law for what they.
Mom moved. Oh, got
yeah.
It, got it.
So for what he thought would be a short period of time, and they've been living in her house for over a year with two
still
little kids.
No.
Yeah, I just couldn't do that. I couldn't be in, I mean, I love her, mm-hmm. but I can't be in someone else's home.
I've heard of, I have another friend who moved back in with her parents while she was renovating too.
If it were my parents, yeah. I think I could do that.
I could do it.
Yeah, but your husband's parents?
No.
It's tough.
No.
But that's maybe just being a little spoiled or something.
I think as a woman, I don't know if everyone feels this way, but I think your husband's parents, it's just a different closeness. And I don't know that I'd want to live with them.
Yeah.
Well, I think the mom of the wife, mm-hmm. you kind of have a shorthand with. The mom, a girl's mom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, mom and her daughter.
Yeah. Yes. There's a shorthand where you're not waiting on anyone. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And bullshitting. You're not trying to be, you don't need to be.
Yeah.
That seems exhausting if you had a
knife.
Well, and also, a lot of the times,
I'm oftentimes kind of short with my mom, and Dom will be like, you were just very mean to her. I don't know why I gave him a southern accent, but he's so sweet. He's like, you need to call her back right now and tell her that you didn't mean to,
God.
She's just trying to help you. I'm like, okay. I mean, you're
such
right.
An old
you're right.
Soul.
But,
right. But it's hard because sometimes, and I don't have this with my mother-in-law because she always sides with me. Mm-hmm. Always. Even when he is clearly in the right and I'm being dramatic, she will always side with me. Mm-hmm. So I feel that alliance and I go, yeah.
That's really smart.
Yeah. So smart. Because it would be
That's a good way. I know. I'll probably have to do that with my boys.
I'm telling you, she could teach a course in it, 'cause I go, she always sides with me. If I whisper something or do anything, mm-hmm. she's the bad guy. She'll be like, I'll say it. And I'm like, really? And then he flips off the wall and she's like, I don't care. And and I'm like, she's so she's my like, team. Yeah. She's I don't care. He can't
that's
hate
nice.
Me.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that's key. And I always see how she does that with me. And I go, that is what I will do with Ted as well.
Yeah.
Because I never want
getting
that.
Getting good with the girl.
Seriously.
What's going on?
I mean, all I'm thinking about right now is buying new furniture.
But you were hell-bent on moving and now you haven't mentioned it again.
Oh, so we have all the equipment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cotty wants to move out of this space.
This one.
What was that movie with Brie Larson?
Oh, maybe Brady can decorate our new space.
Oh, yeah, good.
Oh, my God, will you?
Why don't we, Katie and I can do it.
Oh, we could do it, on an episode?
We
could talk about
it
or something?
Yeah, we could do
Let's
that.
Do it.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
When? Oh, we have to buy all the shit, though. Don't you have a warehouse of old shit no one wants?
We have some stuff.
Really?
But I do love to work from my house. If no one's there.
If no one's
there.
Yeah. I love.
That's the ultimate.
We all know that. Okay. Mm-hmm. We all agree on that.
Yeah, it's but don't
your
you
family's
then be like, oh, well, I should be. I need to do that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I love being home when no one's there. And I feel like I can be so efficient and get so much done. But I also, it's hard for me to stay on one. Channel.
I mean, I do. Yeah. I have to clean the whole house.
Yes, in order
before
to start.
I start working.
Me too.
I think it's just part of.
It's like
organized.
I can't focus.
Feel organized.
I can't focus until that part's done.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to walk away from that now. Mm. I go, not my problem. What still is when I get home.
Well, I was going to say, is it still like that when you get home?
No.
I have someone who just started helping me to come
clean.
Help. She's not a cleaning person, really. She just will she's like young, she needs work, she has a real job too, but she wants more hours, and she'll just come help put things
keep
away.
The house running and like tidy up.
Tidy She'll do laundry too. Mm-hmm. We have more I mean, the amount of laundry, three kids,
it's insane.
Oh yeah.
And I don't dry
air
anything
dry.
And I air dry.
Do you know this? She hangs everything.
I can't. Do you know? And
offensive.
I understand that, but I go, instead of air drying, there's always drying racks everywhere.
Yeah.
You've got like 1,000 pairs of underwear on drying racks. Like, just take it out.
What?
And put it, because it never smells good.
Oh, you want outside, you mean?
No.
What?
No, I'm saying take it out.
Yeah.
And put it in the dryer with no heat and a drying and a fabric softener. So that it gets the crunch out of it.
Yes.
I do an air toss.
Sometimes.
I do an air toss. I always do an air toss.
I also feel like that. Like,
what?
Like just the tumbling of it, like messes with it.
Not underwear.
It's so nice that you care this much
about
your clothes.
Yeah, I know.
It's so nice, though.
It's more
sustainable, for sure.
I just feel, fabrics aren't meant to be dried. mostly. Sheets and towels, fine.
Yeah.
I have a textiles degree, you guys, and
do you know most of the shrinking?
I went to apparel design school.
So did I.
Most of the shrinking occurs in the washer.
I like used to sew, and
did you know that?
I used to have to like I did like draft patterns and sewing and tailoring and all of that.
Are you good at construction of garments?
I mean, I can do it. I'm not incredible. I haven't done it in years.
Yeah. I mean, I learned it, but I struggled so much in school with the construction part.
Mm-hmm.
I can make a pattern.
Because it's so mathematical?
My brain, the kind of inverse and, you know how,
yes.
like, something.
Yeah.
I had
so the patterns were harder for you than actually,
no,
like.
No, making a pattern's easy.
But then putting it together.
Execution.
Yeah,
like these kind of corners.
Easing the shoulders. Have you ever done that?
I can do that. I can actually do that. It's more just the needing to understand what's the inside, the top, the bottom.
Yes.
When things start to go.
Yeah. Yes.
And weird
mirror
places.
Images.
I
of
can't.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Even
yeah.
Right now, it's.
It is kind of a mind melt.
Anxiety.
At the end, I was so over it. I was like, I don't want. I can't.
But I have so much respect for. Seems, you know, anyone tailors.
Insane. It's such an art. But I do have such an, I don't want to be a tailor, but I have such a different understanding now of garment construction. And I don't know. I taught me so many different things. Not just about sewing.
Yeah.
I feel like I got a lot out of it, but I didn't really do anything with it. Did you ever design?
I had a clothing line for a little while.
I know you had a store. But you had a line? What was your line?
It was called Souvenir, and it was very short-lived.
Yeah?
I think we had 4 seasons, maybe. But it was very simple, minimal pieces, recycled fabrics.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't
you
know
still
what else
have
to
any
say.
Of it?
Did you sell it online or, like, out of a shop?
Really? You didn't keep
I'm
any of
sad
it?
Sad that I didn't keep any of it.
Tell us, what was it? Like, what was it?
I
what
had kind of stuff such was a it? Hard time at the end that I was just, like, ready to sort of purge, but now I wish I did.
You kept a few pieces,
yeah.
What kind of was it? Casual? Was it like dresses? What was it?
Mostly dresses.
Yeah,
just easy. Basically, the stuff that I wanted to wear at the time, which was just oversized, sloppy dresses.
Teen boy,
teen boy,
teen boy vibes.
Yeah, basically. I don't. I would never go back and work in fashion.
No.
Especially in the production side of it is such a nightmare.
Yeah.
The creative part's fun, and then the rest is awful.
Yeah.
Well, now you're going to have, like, a booming podcast design business.
Where we just go and redo podcast rooms.
Totally.
Across the country.
Where are we going to get all of our shit?
That's
are you
going
to tell
niche.
Us what to buy or what?
Well,
don't even look around, sister.
If this you gave me a budget, I would just do that. But if you don't have a budget, we'll have to get really crafty.
I love all the colors and the patterns.
Can I see your phone? I want to see what you do.
You know, I feel like we're really terrible at social media and posting things.
By the way, I get that.
It's not a great representation of the brand, just because there's not that much on.
Oh.
Did you ever? She did the Olive in June nail salon when it was open. It's not open anymore. Did you ever go there? It was cute.
On Beverly?
Yeah.
Was it Beverly?
Yeah. That was cute.
That was the first.
I never went there because I didn't have money when it opened.
I mean, I can't. I didn't go there either.
I was like, I was still.
I
like,
never
working,
went, and I'm a
know.
Nail psycho.
I was like, my nails don't need to be organic.
Right. I mean, I think everyone realized that. And
I'm
it's
like,
closed.
How did they
I
get?
Mean, she pivoted into products.
I think I got.
Yeah, which I actually have some of her products. I
have. I have her like little kit.
Yeah.
With the easy to use.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
We helped design even some of that branding and stuff.
Wait. Oh, I love
this. This is a house. Well, so that.
Did you build? Did you?
We
have
did. We built those.
I'm dying to put
I mean,
that
I
in
do.
Our new house.
I love bunk beds.
So do I.
They're a pain in the neck.
I don't
want to
sleep in them, but.
Like, you just can't sleep in the top ones.
No.
They're just to be.
I love it. It's just
cute.
For, like, it an oh shit bed.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Well, with sleepovers, maybe, you know, kind of fun.
That's a house up in the mountains, so there's, you know, a
I
little
love
bit
it.
Of a different vibe.
Yeah.
That's my house.
Oh, seriously? That's amazing.
Oh, thanks.
You really, your house looks like that?
It does.
With kids? You're just a dirt jerk.
I'm very uptight. It's sad.
Oh, is this your partner?
Yes, Katie.
She's adorable.
How did you guys meet?
We've been friends since we were like 18 years old.
Alabama?
No, so I went to boarding school outside of Cleveland, Ohio, my senior year in high school. And it's because a girl that was my best friend who had spent her summers in Alabama was from Cleveland, and that was her boarding school. It's like this beautiful co-ed boarding school. And I think I was just like ready to get out of Alabama.
Yeah. Were your parents
My mom
upset?
Was devastated.
Okay.
I had wanted to go for years, and she said no. And finally, by my senior year, I think she just gave up, and I went.
You wanted to go to this particular place for years?
Yeah,
because you met
I
her
had,
earlier.
Yeah, and I would go and visit, and I would see the school, and it's, you know, like snow and brick, old brick buildings, and like just a beautiful campus.
Was it pretty common, like more common in that part of the country that people would go to boarding school?
That.
So I feel like we don't have any kids that I know that go to boarding
school.
East Coast.
I think
East
Coast.
A ton.
So, yeah. Okay.
But Katie, so the friend in common is Mindy, who is who I went to boarding school with, and Katie was her best friend from
Cleveland.
And then we all moved to New York together. Not even necessarily together. We all just moved to New York at the same time.
Yeah.
Katie went to Columbia.
Uh-huh.
I worked in fashion. I actually dropped out of school and started working for a designer. And then I just became very close with Katie over the years, and we've been friends.
That's so cute. And then you guys both moved to LA.
She moved to London actually when I left New York and came here. She lived in London for a long time. She got married to a Brit, and then she didn't move here until after she had had her second kid, who's now 10, I think. So she's been here only
not as long as you.
Yeah,
got it.
But we started working together right after she moved here.
That's so fun. And then did you know you wanted to pivot into interiors?
Well, when I had my store on Melrose, Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive and June and another friend of mine, Crystal Mears, came and asked us, me and my then business partner, if we would help them with Olive and June. I think they just liked the store and they liked our taste.
Yeah.
But we had never done any interior design. So
it was interesting.
So really without that, I don't know.
If you would have known that you liked it.
Well, my mom was an interior decorator.
Okay.
As she likes to call it. So I had always liked it, but I don't know that I would have thought I could get paid to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm not technically, I didn't go to school for interior design, although I did take a summer program on interior architecture that I loved.
I just think if you either have that skill or you don't.
It probably would help if I...
Maybe.
Well, it's so funny. Like, you keep going back and forth.
But I think you can either envision it or you don't. You
keep
know what I'm
going
saying?
Back and forth between decorator and design.
Decorator
which are
too
technically...
So designer, really, you have your
does
degree.
Does the space. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. My Jen's husband, Goldie, is an interior designer.
Well, and
interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he always clarifies. He's like, I'm not an interior decorator.
Like, because he does structural design?
He designs the interior space of a space.
So, like, kind of structural.
But we do all of it. I mean, we work with architects. I renovated our house with an architect.
Mm-hmm.
We do all of it, but it's more the actual qualification. There's a degree that, that when you call yourself interior designer, you should have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know the name of it. I should. So... We sort of joke that we are just like interior decorators, which I don't mind.
No, who cares?
It's a very designing
women. Wasn't there
women.
Like a show called Designing Women or something?
Designing
Women. Oh my God, it was the best.
Greatest show. Were they decorators? Were they interior decorators?
I think they probably had degrees.
Wait, what was her name? Delta Burke's name?
Designing Women.
Oh, what was her name on? Shit.
They were all great.
I saw her a few years ago.
Delta Burke.
What was
her
name?
Should we start watching that show again?
It was such a good show.
Should we do a revamp? How many of them were there?
Like five.
Oh, my God. Next Halloween.
And then one guy. Who was the guy? What was Delta Burke's name?
Did I tell you what Dom wants us to be for Halloween? Did I tell you this?
Why are you already thinking about this?
I don't know. He wanted a movie, and now he's inspired.
What?
Princess Bride.
Oh, I've never seen that movie.
That is the best idea.
He wants me to be Buttercup, him to be Wesley.
Oh my God.
Luca to be Humperdinck.
Did you look up her name?
No, but I will.
It's like
on the show?
Yeah, it was. She had a funny little name.
A funny little name.
Funny little name.
What was her name?
She was like the Blanche of, you know?
Okay, first of all, the place was called Sugar Baker.
Sugar Baker.
And Associates. Yeah.
Oh, Sugar Baker and Associates.
Julia Sugar Baker.
Julia Sugar Baker. Yes.
Yes.
Suzanne. That was...
That was...
Delta.
Dixie
Carter was Julia. Mm-hmm. Delta was Suzanne. They're sisters,
Suzanne!
Annie Potts. Oh, I love Annie Potts. Mary Jo Shively.
Yeah.
And Jean Smart. What a great
Jean Smart. What a fucking cast.
We should bring it back.
Her name was Charlene Frazier.
Charlene. Who was the guy?
Sash Taylor? Massash?
I don't know.
Anthony Bouvier was his name on the show.
Anthony, yeah. Anthony.
How do you Julia not have a Southern accent?
Because I moved to New York.
Did you before?
And started working, and people just thought I was such an idiot.
Really?
And would make fun of my accent all
Can
the time.
Can I have a little taste of it?
When I try... Okay, let me see if I can.
Yeah, because your mom has the cutest one.
Yeah. It's really just the as. You just have to change how you say I. Okay. Well, and also, like, Sunday. My favorite is my family says Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
I thought you were talking about a Sunday.
Yeah.
Like an ice cream Sunday.
Oh. Well, it'd be an ice cream Sunday.
Yeah, a Sunday. I've heard that where I was like, what?
Everything sounds cuter.
Well, just the I think it's the I is the big one. Because if you say, hi, you know, hi.
Yeah.
Versus
hi. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Or hi. Yeah. When I'm home, it comes out.
I was just going to say, do you accidentally? Because it seems like a...
Well, I think I feel forced into using it so that I fit in and that people understand me.
When you're there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Got you. Because your dad also, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Where's a deep voice.
Where's Mr. Schwartzman from?
L.A.
Yeah. Oh. So he doesn't have any of that.
No accent.
And do you have siblings?
Mm-hmm. I have two older brothers.
And so did they want to go to boarding school or no?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. No one really feels the need to leave.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
Oh, they're in Alabama
it's
still?
It's so ballsy of you to leave. So, but you were psyched. You had a great time.
I couldn't wait.
Yeah.
I loved.
You loved it.
Never went back.
Oh. So
I mean, I visit.
But you know what? If your kid's going to leave at any time, like, I guess senior year would be the, like, ideal time. If you're, like,
all
already about
I feel
to leave.
Like all kids leave at senior year.
What do you mean?
Maybe not. I guess a lot of kids
For boarding school?
Home. No, you don't leave for boarding
school.
No, your
senior
year
I'm
saying
is
like
a
senior
crucial...
year, like, yeah, like that's when I
after,
left home and I never went back.
After your senior year.
Yeah. After your senior year.
Yeah.
She
I
went
left
to school.
Before graduation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, it's not that far off where you go.
Yeah.
Everyone really leaves
a little early.
And never comes home. Except the kids that are, like, locals. It's weird.
Oh, so, okay. So I'm keeping my skeleton up. And
Why?
I've
put
purchased,
Christmas lights?
No, I purchased some outfits for him for the next few holidays that are coming up.
Oh.
So I almost, my 12-foot skeleton that we've talked about multiple times, I almost got the kind of like pilgrim outfit, but then I realized it would come like the day before, and it wouldn't be too short-lived. I have purchased a Santa hat, a Santa scarf, and a Santa beard for
him. Oh, that's cute.
Then I also got an Easter like bunny face for him. It's going to be kind of Donnie Darko, but...
Julius will not be able to come to your house. He has a very serious fear of
skeletons.
Easter bunny costumes.
Oh, well. Easter bunnies are scary. Did he see Donnie Darko?
Well, no. Every Easter we go up to Napa.
Yeah.
And Jason's family has this tradition of somebody driving up in this old fire truck.
Yeah.
And they're dressed as the Easter bunny.
Uh-huh.
And then the Easter bunny like throws candy and jumps out and... He can't talk about it or think about it. He is so scared.
I mean,
all of his nightmares are about this bunny rabbit.
I get that though. It's almost like a clown in a way. Where I mean, it's like a large human bunny. Like it's not
like the eyes.
Yeah, and like the creepy little teeth, like the two teeth. I get that. It's okay. Well, he can come over until I put that up in, like, whenever Easter is. I don't know. April, March?
March, April.
Okay. But I'm getting a leprechaun, some leprechaun garb. I'm really going to just keep him up all year round.
Are you doing Christmas decorations?
I don't know. I'm probably going to
Don't celebrate Christmas stuff.
I do both. I mean, I had a tree last year.
You did?
We're going to be here, so I'll probably do a tree, and we'll do Christmas and Hanukkah.
Is that, like, easy for your family now?
Asteron, I don't know. I've sort of beaten him down.
I remember the first year where it was kind of like.
Do you do a Christmas tree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You Jewish?
No.
Oh, why are we asking her?
My husband's.
Jason's Jewish.
Oh, Jason's Jewish. So
or no,
half.
But he celebrated Christmas.
Always.
His mom is Catholic. Mm. His dad is Jewish.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So there's
the best
no
of both
real
worlds. You celebrate all December.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
We've started trying to incorporate some of the Hanukkah traditions at our house, too, but not the full, you know, gift-giving cycle. Like,
we don't
do
go hard on the, yeah, I mean, we don't do the Hanukkah, like, every night of Hanukkah. It's just,
yeah,
it's crazy. And
lighting
fact,
a candle.
Do people do that?
Well, so even Duran's family, who, I grew up kind of doing both, more Christmas was the bigger thing, but even my friends who have only done Hanukkah, it doesn't seem to be as big of a gift-giving thing. Mm. Like, maybe, like, tiny things for kids each night, but it's not as, like, balls to the wall. Like, Christmas is so over the top usually, right?
Yeah. So stressful. I don't like it at all. I do not like all the gift-giving.
There should be some, like, guardrails to it.
You know, we established that Santa only brings one.
What?
Or sometimes two gifts. And that we are bringing the rest of the gifts.
Oh.
Because I didn't like this idea that
Santa's like a baller. Well, I think we kind of more or less do that too, where it's like there's a few things from Santa and then they know we got the rest.
Yeah, it's a little tricky because then they're like, so wait, what?
Yeah.
Where was this? Like, did you put this out with Santa?
Yeah. Where is
he
now?
But I sort of just, I am always just bullshitting my way through it, but I just felt weird that Santa can also bring all the things that they literally see at Target.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like
Santa has a warehouse.
So I try
wrap the Santa gifts?
I wrap them in a different wrapping paper that they haven't seen.
Ooh,
that's what I do too. I hide the wrapping paper so they never see it.
Right.
But I have pivoted to doing like, because there's nothing worse on Christmas morning when they're like, they want to put everything together. So big ticket items I've started putting together before and just putting a bow on it.
Oh, I do love putting everything together.
Because I can't focus after like three cups of coffee.
What do you mean?
Like they open all the gifts at once.
You make them wait.
No. There's no
waiting. Open them the night before, put them together, maybe don't even wrap them.
Don't wrap them.
Just put a bow on them.
Just put a bow on top. So it's already put together. They can play with it where you're not like the chaos.
Where are the batteries? Where's this? Where's that?
You get a screwdriver. Will you put this together? And you're just like,
Well, yeah, because you want to chill.
But what do you do the night?
I get drunk.
Well, so me too. And sometimes, I mean, one of the biggest fights
I have been
Jason,
hungover, and I'm
one
like
one of the biggest fights Jason and I got into was after dinner, having had like he doesn't even really drink. Me eating this huge meal, drinking all this wine, and then needing to put together all the shit after the kids went to bed, and just me
wanting help.
Me just being such an asshole about like how things were being done and.
Yeah.
And he was just like, go to bed, you know? But I'm so uptight about it needs, it's like merchandised.
Yes.
I think
it
would be
no,
fun.
You need
like
to, this, it's,
like,
it
if I was like a little buzzed and like putting together.
I was just, it
you,
was like one of those years
you
when
learn,
I had
though,
too
you
much
learn that you
wine.
Can't
he doesn't
save
drink
it
at all, though.
Not anymore, no.
Yeah, yeah.
But even before, he never really drank much.
Yeah, yeah.
What made him
Maybe
stop?
Secretly. Just health stuff.
Lucky him.
I know. I should quit drinking. I mean, I should have quit. I had breast cancer not too long ago, and I feel like I should quit drinking. I can't do it.
It's okay.
I don't know, though. Do you really feel like that's
Yeah,
why?
Look at all.
I mean.
No, I don't think that's
just in terms
why.
Of just overall, like, everything
overall
you can do
just
to be healthy.
Just thinking, like, how can I be proactive with my health?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So I started doing Pilates basically so I could keep drinking.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think if I take one.
Do you drink at home now?
Yeah.
Because that's my favorite time to drink.
Same.
Home.
Yeah. Okay. That's why I don't go out.
Okay.
So I can stay home and
cook.
Drink.
and dinner yeah. and have my wine.
Because when I first met you, I felt like you didn't do anything. I was like, she's so healthy. They only eat salads because Jason is like vegan, like, right? He doesn't really eat anything.
He's vegan.
Yeah. That and I just assume. No, no. But like, I remember Marlo telling me that he does like just like vegetables, like nothing on it, like super plain. No.
That's like kind if he goes to a restaurant, yeah. everyone laughs yeah. that knows that eats with us because yeah. they're like they'd imitate him being yeah. like, can the chef just make me like a plate of any vegetables that he has in the
But
kitchen?
you eat red meat?
Occasionally, not very often. I don't really
Is there
cook.
Anything you don't eat?
No.
Okay.
Nothing? I don't eat I can't really think of anything I mean, there's plenty of things I don't eat very often. I really don't eat red meat very often unless I'm at a restaurant that's like known for having
same. I don't need it, but when it's good, it's great.
Or like I love a meatball.
Yes.
Like I'm never gonna turn down yes. a meatball.
Yes.
But I don't cook meat in the house really.
Yeah.
I eat okay. so much red meat.
You know what I found at Trader Joe's?
What?
Una actually was with me at the grocery yeah. store, and she found she must be like craving meat protein.
Yeah.
She's like, pull this chicken off the shelf that's like organic, already cooked, this yeah. sliced chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was
bomb.
Delicious. So now, like, I feel like Julius and Una
kind of freaks me out a little.
Was it like thick
Trader Joe's?
I want to like it, but
was it like,
but it's thick
organic
sliced,
and it's thick sliced, or was yeah, it not
it's
sliced?
Like no. marinated and cooked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm thinking of the shredded roasted chicken. Not shredded,
well,
but it's
sliced. To be honest, chicken kind of does gross me out in
yeah,
general.
A little bit.
But
yeah.
I feel like my kids need protein, yeah. so I'm always happy if I find something organic,
that they'll
of all.
Eat.
And they loved it. And I tasted it, and I thought it was great. I don't really eat much chicken because I just think about.
But you will cook it at home. You just often don't.
I don't, like, I don't want to take apart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's the yeah, best almost. When you get a roasted chicken from, like, Gelson's.
Okay, I have done that.
And then just shred it all up. Put it in Tupperware and put it in the fridge. The kids just eat it by the handful because it's so good and like it's not dry.
And you can get the organic chicken mm-hmm. from there. Yeah.
It sucks, but you can get it.
Yeah. Oh, you don't get the organic.
Hell no.
So you're not, you don't, those chickens might be the hormone that you're worried about.
Cool.
They have the hormones. So maybe.
Get organic?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Those rotisserie?
I wouldn't eat.
Yeah.
I try not to eat any meat that's not organic.
Yeah.
Because they put a lot
great.
Of
great. Lola's
yeah,
going to
yeah,
be in
yeah.
a training bra before kindergarten.
You might, for Christmas now, you can
a push up bra and a camel toe thong.
A push up bra. Great.
No, it's not. It's how old is she?
Three.
Oh, you're fine. Just
Mike
maybe
bought
her
off
the
Mike always
hormones.
Buys like something when he travels, and he came back with one trip with acrylic nails.
From where?
And they had glue to them. And I was like, what's happening with those? I was like, we can throw these out, right? He's like,
where?
No, I'm going to put them on Lola. I was like, Lola can't have tips.
Wait, he went on a trip. Was he like in Korea or something?
I don't
like,
know.
Where did he bring acrylic nails back?
It was
now
like,
they're everywhere.
They're everywhere. They're,
now you can get them. I
yeah.
mean, Olive and June, all that.
You can get them like at the airport, I think.
But
yeah.
for kids? Or
no.
for you?
By the way.
No, for, I mean, they were... There were a style a child would probably wear.
Oh,
they had like unicorns.
Like, have you seen at Claire's the baby ones? Marlo always
yeah.
tries to get
oh,
them
yes.
for Julius.
Yes.
Those are with stickers.
Oh,
the little tiny.
Yeah.
They're like little tiny
yeah.
acrylic. I mean,
oh,
tips.
Their nails.
They're so cute
because they have.
But they come
cute
off
designs.
After 3 seconds
because like, you use the adhesive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So funny.
But my 12-year-old and all of her friends now go get
Gel X
nails.
Yeah.
What color are you wearing?
Just
yeah, nice,
natural.
Right? Yeah.
Just a one coat of
but
something.
Those are her nails.
Yeah. With
hard gel.
Why don't I ever know what I'm talking about? With acrylic on top, I think?
Oh, yeah. Acrylic overlay.
Because I bite my nails mm-hmm. if I don't.
Wait, is that put it in neutral?
Maybe. She doesn't know.
Why? How do you not
her,
know?
She can't retain
these
that
are
kind
my
of
nails.
I don't even ask. I just
what
say, can it
say?
Look like... I just want them to look natural with like a little.
I'm going
to
do that.
I actually
next.
Wish they weren't even glossy. I wish they looked just like clean.
No, gross. No.
Natural nails.
No. I've seen
I
people with natural
gloss.
Nails. It's so nasty.
You need a little gloss.
Looks like you work at a farm.
Like
you're
matte?
Fine.
Have you ever done
see, I like that.
No,
have you ever
gross.
Done matte coating on top of a color or anything?
The I matte? Don't like the matte.
Yeah, it's too dead.
But I wish they
like
could just
face.
Look buffed. I wish they could just look buffed. So like a little natural shine.
A little
but
shine.
Not. I don't
gloss.
Even need it to be glossy.
Mm-mm. Okay, wait, hold on. Back to the Santa
<You're>
thing.
<fine. laughs>
I want to talk to you guys about the Tooth Fairy. Do you guys do the Tooth Fairy?
Yes.
No?
I did, but Julius doesn't want his teeth to be taken away, so I keep them all.
Well,
I keep them all.
Does he want to, like, play with them or something?
He just doesn't. I think he's terrified of somebody coming into his room at night.
Yeah, and, that makes sense.
Which I've always thought is a
somebody told Dom that the tooth fairy eats the teeth, and I'm like, that is really weird, and that is not true.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, no. So I don't
like it's a real thing. I'm like, no, that's not true.
No, it's not a thing. So, yeah. So I mean, my older boys, I think, are pretty. It's pretty clear that there is no tooth fairy. Luca just lost his last one, and he, you know, I still gave him money, but. Dom lost, I think it was his second tooth that he lost, and I forgot to take it and to put money.
How'd you forget?
Oh, we talked about
it. And then, yeah, so then, like, I don't know, I used to be so on it, and then, so the morning that he was, like, looking around, I, like, kind of kicked the baggie the tooth was in, and then, like, threw some bills, like, in a weird place. Like, did you look everywhere? Are you sure you looked everywhere? So then he got found the money. He's like, oh, great. And then I had taken the bag to the kitchen to write his name on it. Because I save all the teeth also. Like, I have. I don't know.
Why do we
I
save the
make
teeth?
A necklace or something.
I told you. I used to wear a gold chain with little gold.
Baby
they
teeth?
Were like, the baby teeth had been dipped into gold.
I would do it.
It grossed me out, but I loved it too. Like, now that I have my own children's teeth.
They're so cute.
I'm kind of into it.
They're so cute. So he had seen it. He had seen it in the kitchen. He goes, wait.
No, you're into it. Yeah.
That's my tooth. And I was like, oh, no. I'm like, I think she must have dropped it on her way out. She's probably going to come back for it. And then the next day, I thought he would forget about it. I then put it away. He was like, where is it? I really need to find it. Help me look for it. I'm like, it's definitely gone. But he would not stop talking about it. He wanted to find it. I call his little corn teeth because he has the tiniest little teeth. He's like, why do you call them corn teeth? I'm like, because they're little kernels.
Fairy's almost as stressful as Elf on the Shelf.
Why?
Do you know how many nights I forget to do that? And I'm like, fuck, it's in the same position.
Have you ever done Elf on the Shelf? Yeah.
So stressful.
Yeah, you're like, fuck.
So stressful. Yeah. And the amount of lying that has to go into it feels strange.
Oh my God, Ted woke up one morning and was like, saw them sitting in the exact same position. And I was in the kitchen and I was like, fuck, hopefully he doesn't see it. And you just hear, well, that sucks. And I was like, what sucks? He's like, they didn't even move last night. And I was like, are you sure? He's like, yep.
They didn't even move.
Well, that sucks. I was like, oh,
how many do you have?
Two. One for each.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's like anxiety inducing. But I used to be so on it. And I don't know why. Like, I'm like, oh, I'll put money there. I'll do it. And then I'm like, and the next morning, he's like, they didn't come. I'm like, I'm the worst. I'm the worst.
Maybe it's better not. I feel that these little setbacks are probably healthy for them.
Yeah, yeah.
To be disappointed a little bit over something that's really not
that's
a big
true.
Deal is better.
That's
because
true.
We've all gone so far out of our way to make sure that these
they have amazing lives.
You know what I did tell them today?
Yeah.
I said,
yeah.
If you're asking for big ticket items, keep in mind, they only have one bag. So if you're
you
asking
said this
for
to your kids?
Yeah, I said, if you're asking for a car,
yeah.
If you're good, you'll probably get the car, but there's only so many things he can fit on top of it. He's like, I've seen those cars. You could shove presents inside, underneath. And
right.
I was like, oh, my God.
Right.
I was like, okay, but, you know. He's like, okay, he can fill my car with candy. I was like, Ted, no. Just, he already has, like.
Everything encompassed in that.
He wants a pottery maker.
Oh, that's
cute.
A good idea.
I
found a kid's one.
Yeah, there's a
good
one.
And it's amazing.
Oh.
It's a pottery.
But
yeah.
Then you have to buy the clay and stuff.
It comes all together. I got
Send
this
me the
great
link.
I got a great catalog, Mindware, W-A-R-E, Mindware.
I think
for
I
kids.
Might get this catalog.
It's amazing. So they had That's a pottery cool. maker. They had a soccer ball that the more you kicked it or something makes
this is
ice cream.
Need. Oh, yeah. Because you can make ice cream by spinning
a
it.
A boba
in the ball.
Maker?
She has
I mean.
One. No, I don't have a boba maker, but I have.
You
I
had
have
a kit.
A boba obsessed kid.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I had a kit.
This is
right?
A killer catalog.
So Lakeshore Learning has the catalog that comes out. I think this catalog might come to the
it
same people.
It comes. It does. They came hand in hand. The two
Ooh.
Did. And Lakeshore kind of just didn't. I think my
it was
kids
a,
are past
a little,
yeah.
Well, with a 3-year-old, you might find it, but not I feel like now my,
oh, my poor 3-year-old's like, I just want a backpack.
That's
like,
the thing now, because like we're in the slums.
I was like,
but my kids can't even think of what they want. I'm like, because we buy you everything you want when you want it.
And then like your parents and like Jason's parents, probably they're like, and you know, like trying to buy, and you're like, I rack my brain. I'm like, what would they want? And my kids now are at a weird age. Even Dom's kind of aging out, like, of toys.
Toys.
Yeah.
So but they want like flat screen TV. Like, what are we doing?
Right. All Julius wants to do is play video games. It's making me.
Do you have a? What do you have? PlayStation, Nintendo.
He wants to play Minecraft on the TV.
On the TV.
But you're using some.
Oh. I just got Ted a Switch.
You know, I think he has a Switch that I want him. I
like
it's so much better.
I like that for
better
them.
Than, yeah.
Because it's not so.
Because he wants to be on the iPad too all the time.
Since I got the Switch, will not has no desire. Like we threatened him and took the iPad away this on Sunday of last week.
Yeah.
And he looked at me after Mike left and goes, "I don't care if he took my iPad." I was like, "What?" He's like, "I don't even play with the iPad anymore." Okay. I was like, "Don't tell him that." He's like, "I just want my Switch." I was like, "Okay, well the iPad's gone, so."
Somebody I know locks their iPads up every.
Our nanny's been doing that too.
And I think that's maybe gonna
like Sunday night, Monday morning, they lock it up,
except
and then Friday
Dom's
night.
Exempt from all rules.
Well, I get it.
The brothers are like, why does he get it? And I'm like, I can't even answer. There's no reason. There's no good reason. I've started to tell him now, like not
but
in the morning.
He's younger.
And things,
I mean, you can always justify just different ages.
Yeah.
Mean different things.
He's ready. I should start taking it because it's before it was so. Kind of elementary, like where he was watching like very kiddie things. Now he's going more into wanting to play Minecraft, like the YouTubes, which is fine. It's all still appropriate, but it's, I think it's too much for his little brain.
I don't, the guys that I hear Julius listening to are so annoying.
Oh my God.
Oh, the
that's
worst.
Why I'm
I don't
sure
want that voice in your head.
Appropriate according to whoever, but I'm like, I don't want you to start talking like that.
No. No, exactly. I agree with you. And then Luca's like now on. FaceTiming, like calling his friends, texting, and I'm okay with a little bit of that. But throughout the week, he doesn't need to be corresponding.
Yeah, Marla didn't start texting until last year.
Does she have a phone now?
No, she texts on her.
I love it.
Computer, her iPad.
iPad, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like monitor her usage or like what she's writing to her friends or anything like that?
No, because she's such a good kid.
She's so good.
She tells me everything going on. I mean, I know a lot of her friends have had issues where, and it always comes back to the parents if there's conversations that are inappropriate.
Yeah.
She tells me when stuff is, when she's uncomfortable.
How does it go back to the parents? What do you mean?
Julius will be a totally different story. Yeah. I will need to monitor his stuff.
Yeah.
I think when they're mean to each other on text or if somebody... If there's some kind of disagreement, rift, the kids usually do tell
their parents.
And
that's
then those parents have to manage it somehow.
Yeah, no, and but we'll that I like knowing that. I actually like knowing that the parents kind of catch wind of it because.
Yeah, I think most we're so, especially living in LA, I think feels like the relationships between the kids and the parents actually. You can take that out because I don't want to sound like I'm so judgmental, but I do feel like communication is so much better between parents and kids.
For me, it's like everything. I mean, it makes such a big difference when, I would say like 90% of Luca's friends and his friends, I know the parents. I have some sort of relationship with them. And we're all kind of supporting each other and in the loop, and that makes such a big difference. Like when I was growing up, my parents were like not involved. I don't think they knew any of my friends' parents, and now it feels, it's so comforting to know that you're all kind of on the same page.
Yeah.
And then lately with Luca, there's a few parents I don't know that well. And it's just it's night and day in terms of how I feel about when things are going on versus most of the parents I could call and be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Like, how do we best navigate this? But I'm a huge proponent of just kind of knowing. I won't let him, like, go to people's houses that I don't know and all of that.
It's nice when you like the people who your kids
are
friends, the parents
Yeah.
Of your friends' kids.
I mean, I'm forced to be friends with you.
But sometimes, it's not always
I'm
the
trying
case.
To think if there's anyone I don't like. I don't think there is.
But no, I've had friends whose their kids hook up with, like, a friend.
Yeah.
And they'll have parents who they're just like, I can't be around this person. And I don't have that. I feel so fortunate that I like.
No, I know. It hasn't really happened to me yet either. And I always am so excited when my, you know, like, my kids pick their friends. And they always do such a great job. Like, with their friends. And then usually the parents are kind of, like, on par with the kids because, you know. I don't know. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. I know.
So you're going to... I got to go back to getting a new space.
Okay, yeah, let's
talk about
this.
I need to close the loop. I think I have sensory issues. Well, I know I do.
Okay.
That's why I'm so uncomfortable here.
Okay.
I'm so uncomfortable here.
Yeah,
like, I'm losing joy.
Let's do a meeting.
Sitting here.
Do I need to get... I need to take notes, maybe.
And then I went to IKEA and looked for, like, really soft, like, floppy chairs that your body can sit in.
Do you always sit there?
Is this
yes,
the setup?
Usually.
Maybe you should just have two chairs
no,
instead of a couch.
No, but
don't. I know.
We do.
We do, but then I have to move the couch out to get the chair in. It's just a big
No, I'm saying three chairs.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
So everybody could have their own chair.
But last week you were in a chair like this looking at me. Did you feel more comfortable?
Yeah, I hate this couch.
Mm. Okay.
So anyway, let's keep that in mind.
So number one.
I just need comfortable. I want an oversized chair to sit in.
I
don't want to sit like we're having a meeting.
But you're talking about not here at our new location.
Yeah. Let's show you.
Where's the new location?
Here, I'll show you the room you're going to design.
Oh, so this is in the house. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, why not have a office there?
Yeah.
That's so great. Look at that lovely house.
It's just, isn't it a little gem?
That's delightful.
Isn't it? Thank you.
This is your house?
Yeah.
You just bought this house.
I just bought it. Here it is. Okay, that's the room we're doing.
Wow.
It's like a little farmhouse.
I love this room.
Aren't you going to have fun with it?
Yeah.
Right? It's 20 feet long by 12 feet wide.
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
You know, we got hired to work with a girl who was opening podcasts. Like,
oh, really?
She was opening a space where people could come in.
Oh, like a WeWork for podcasts.
That's so smart.
And I thought it was a genius idea.
That's really good.
Her funding fell through.
Oh, it is a genius idea.
But we had like designed a lot of it too, where
stuff
is incorporated into the furniture in a way that makes it functional, and you can plug it in and all this.
That's nice.
But it looks good, so I can even look back at some of that stuff.
That's so interesting because I feel like so many people need help with podcast setup
and
space design.
You would have a engineer on site. You would have all of it just there.
Like a la carte.
You can walk in and it's cute. Put your signage up.
All right, so we're going to cook this up.
Cook it.
So you have to give me a budget.
Okay.
Well, you're not going to make me pay for it, are you?
That's what I was hoping. No. No, but I'm wondering.
We're like, and
it's
also
a good,
we're
it's
wondering,
a good like blank slate,
it's
right?
It's so cute. Okay. I mean, it's a great space.
Really cute.
Okay, we're gonna do it.
Well, I mean, first I'll have to get the job. Should I show you some stuff?
She's gonna have
or
to earn her
my,
keep.
My, you just
I think
based
we do color,
Instagram?
Like,
I don't give a shit.
Or like wallpaper or some color. No,
it will be better than this.
Yeah. You can't.
Do you want to do color in here?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I won't be here till like. No, because they just submitted permits, so it'll be like the beginning of next year they would hopefully start.
But can you, so
this room is
you could do.
Completely untouched. It's above the garage. All of this will not be touched.
Can you close your eye?
We could do that.
You have a little red, is this hurt? Is it blood?
No, why? What do you want to do with it?
It's red. You have a little red dot.
I know.
Is it hurt?
Are you bleeding?
I thought it was bleeding.
Huh. Let me see, Connie.
Is it a mole?
It's like this.
Oh, yeah. I have so many moles all over my body.
It's not a mole.
It's not. What is it?
It's like a cherry mold.
Was it from like laying out in the sun? Or do you think it's not from the sun?
No, I don't think it's from the sun. Although I did go to tanning beds in high school before prom.
You're from Alabama.
Whatever.
I know your type.
Like, how much of skin cancer is from sun?
You know, I would love to talk about it in a way that was correct. I would probably say
I don't
a lot
know.
Of. Because I
dad
have
has
the
skin cancer.
I have the impression that it's more like it's in your blood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then maybe that.
And sun can exasperate the process, I think.
Are we both making stuff up? Because what if we
I don't know.
We this make stuff up every week. Right.
It doesn't say, like, MD under our podcast.
Skin cancer is the most common form of cancer in the United States. More than 90% of skin cancers are caused by sun exposure.
90%.
Well, we were totally wrong.
But I do, I think that you can be more susceptible. Like, some people are more susceptible. So I think that has something to do with it.
Yeah. And now what do I do with this? Yeah, it drives me crazy.
Oh, well, then can they do anything? I don't know.
My ENT's like, see if they can bleach it.
All right, let's free Brady. Brady Cunningham.
So go for it. Thank you for coming on.
I can't believe you wanted me to come. I'm so honored.
Thank you for coming. And you're so brave. She's very she's shy. She's like kind of shy and private. But I love you. I've loved you since I first met you.
I love you too. So I love Cottie now.
Yeah,
big family.
Yeah. Yeah. So will you come?
Sure you are too, but yeah, I am.
You're
I thought you were called.
So wait, Jamie's fan. Your partner? Jamie? What's
Katie.
Her name?
Katie.
Okay.
Her husband's Jamie, weirdly, that you said that.
Whoa. Yeah.
Isn't that impressive? I remembered Katie.
Okay, yeah. So you and Katie are going to come back on. We're going to talk more about design. We're going to talk more about our new space and the budget.
And by the way, if you like me, you will like her
10 times more.
Yeah.
We're going to kick you to the curb.
I gathered that.
She's the best.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Don't worry about it.
Bye.